השם דל למסכת מקבוס ראש השבוע קונטיניוד זין תשרי תשעין נון October 6, 1989 on Friday continued.
For Yom Tov, we finish the first step. Hatomei Shiyorat Lidbel. Sofik Tobal, Sofik Loi Tobal. Sofik Yehbi Aboim So, Sofik Einbe. Shnei Mikvoi Seachot Yehbi Aboim So, Beachot Sheinbe. In all these vekes, Tobal Bechman, Yidei Bizman, Tobal Zvek Tomek, because this is the Reis. Mikve Lesna Aboim So is not a mik, it's not a psoda, Rabbonon, it's the Reis. So in Mele, it's Veiki Tomek. The Rab, Hatomei Shio at Litveil, Zveiki Tomek, Veiki Gabra Acheskosi, Uvi Cheskas Tumeu, מקווה שנמדד ונמצא חוסר, כל תרי שנעשו על גבו למפריע בין ברשוס היוחד, בין ברשוס הרבים, איסטנאיס. נעל הלוכה יש, לצופק תום ברשוס היוחד איסווי קטון. צופק תום ברשוס הרבים איסווי קטון. We learn it out from Satan. I said that Allah is if the Baal is in kind of Yishtei B'nei, and then she says B'nei, and then we don't know whether she was Mizana or she's not Mizana. Like this, Yichud doesn't even create a subject. Malkin al Yichud and Esa Yichud. But if the Yichud follows the Kino, the Kepedu the Baal, so then it becomes a subject. And that subject is B'teras Vadayosa. Also a cause of kibad. So we learn out, so we see in the, by Sofik, so how many people are there in the scene of the Sofik too? He and she. Some male is as Bishus Ayochit. So we learn out that every Sofik too and Bishus Ayochit, Sayochit means less than three people. So we say it on, like say, but if there are more than two, three people, then it's Bishus Rabbi. Then Sveike is Toi. That's one Aloch. Then another Aloch is that the Gemara in Seite says a distinction between Yesh Vidas Lishoel and Deim Vidas Lishoel. That even Bishus Ayochit, that Sveike is Tomei, only in the case of Yesh Vidas Lishoel. The man and the woman. So the woman, she is the source of Tomei. If it was Mizane, some Mele, Yesh Vidas Lishoel, she's not a Ketanah. Some Mele, but in Vidas Lishoel, the Sofik is in the scene of a Tinekit and Ekes, let's say a Niso. So, Nekish and Mitapchil Piso, so then even the Shusayochid is Vegeton, a Yalfus. So, but then the Gemara in Seite says, there is the Al-Fusse of Rav Gidlo Marat, a distinction between Yevidas Lishoel and Eimidas Lishoel. More in Seif. Turn to Daf Chof Chesom in Aleph. The seventh line from the end of the Amid. Matal mud lima ve'init mio ve'eloinit mio. Init mio, the Torah is repeated, init mio, loinit mio. Matal mud lima ve'eloinit mio, init mio lo mosheis, in loinit mio lo mamashki. Mali lo hakosuf sha'asofi kasuf. Mikana to don, li sheretz, in other words, The halacha is the keenness to be mashkir manimah. If we were to assume that she committed adultery, why be shaitz? And if we assume that she didn't commit adultery, so then why was the purpose of Ashkoi? The answer is because we don't assume either way. We don't know. So it's us. Manuach akosuf shasafik aso. We cannot have done so. Deduce from that everything. Lishets umah if he it's a suffix, whether he sherets can encounter the dochlim or not. So. Masay the shloss of a shaky may even his kirots, also a sophic vadai, shalish also a shaky may even his kirots, and it didn't she has to be sophic vadai. Umimokim sheboso, masay terish is a yochi, a shalish is a yochi. Mashayin came in the scene of the tume, where the shalish possibly came in contact with Ochlin, the place where there are three people present. So then it's toy. And then we also learn now. Uma say to Dorshe Yish Bidas Lishoyer. Absheret Dorshe Yish Bidas Lishoyer. Umikan Omru Dorshe Yish Bidas Lishoyer Vishus Ayochi Tsegitone. Vishus Rabim Tsegitoyer. Vishayin Bidas Lishoyer. Bein Vishus Ayochi. Bein Vishus Rabim Tsegitoyer. So we have two alphuses. One alphuse is a distinction between Shayoch and Shusarabim. Even in the case of Yeh Vidas Lishoy. So Bishus Rabin, even Yeh Vidas Lishoy is a Yitoya. Bishus Ayochit, Yeh Vidas Lishoy is something. And then, even Bishus Ayochit, Yeh Vidas Lishoy is Toya. So Yeh Vidas Lishoy is Toya always. Yeh Vidas Lishoy depends. Bishus Rabin is Toya, Bishus Ayochit is something. Then there's a Gemara Dap of Tess. Omar Rav Gido, Omar Rav. The 15th line from Tavulon. Omar Rav Gido, Omar Rav. Dobo sheish bidas lishoyel, bein bidas lishoyel, mai kon afke. Vabuz, so ashiiga b'chol tomei, lo yeich. So it's mashma. Vadai tomei lo yeich. Ashiiga. Hosofik tome is a b'chtoya yech. But then safe of the pasuk indicates that way. Even say that boso called toya yech lala pasuk. Called toya yech boso. Vada toya will yech boso. Hosofik tome is a b'chtoya lo yech. So from the first pasuk it's mashma that sofik tome is toya. The second pasuk is mashma is tome. A lav shma meno. Kan she is with Das Lishoy. The second pasuk has reference to the case of Das Lishoy. So Sofik Bishus Ayochi is Tome. Kan, the first pasuk, is Shein Das Lishoy. So Sofik is Tome. So the question is, why do you need two Yalfuses? One, the Gabe Yeh Vidas Lishoy, Ein Vidas Lishoy. Two Yalfuses. The one Yalfuse from Seite, one from Apostle Ashiyah B'chol Tome. Yisrael Rav Gidu Amar Rav, Yisrael from Midba Mesei. Dimi the Rav, Avam Bine, Bim Bishus Ayochi, Bim Bishus Arab. If we didn't have Yalfuse from Seite, so we would learn out from the Posi, Chol Posash, Bechol, Habosash, Iga Bechol Tome, there is a distinction between Yeh Bidas and Shoyin Rasho, but no distinction between Shoyach and Sarab. In other words, Shoyach is around the same thing. If it's Yeh Bidas and Shoyin Rasho, if it's Tome, if it's Yeh Bidas and Shoyin Rasho, if it's Tome. Now that we have the other pasuk, so we know there is a distinction between Toya, between Shayochid and Moshe's Rabin, so maybe we apply the exercise of Rav Gidl Amarav, that there is a distinction between Yevidas Lishoyim Yashoyel to the case of Moshe's Shayochid. Mashayim Kershus Rabin, it's always done. These are the kills. Now. Mikve shen nimdad ve nimtso chosa. Kol tare shen asu al gabof ne mafreya ben bershus ayochi, ben bershus arabin, meitz. Now, we are made in, let's say, in Nisim. We measured mikve. We found memso, found nunso. Then, until Tishrei, no one checked it. In Tishrei, we checked it again, we found it's 40 so. I mean, it's 38 so. 38 so. Not 40 so. So the question is, all the Taras that were handled there, Nissen till Tishrei, here, Sidon, Tammuz, Ov, El, how are we to relate to them? Should we consider that all the Taras is B'chaskas Toyer or B'chaskas Tom? So, Bein B'shus Ayot, Bein B'shus Arabi, so it makes. So, Bishleime, B'shus Ayochi, we understand. But B'shus Arabi, why should B'shus Arabi be made? A thought of doing B'shus Arabi, is Reiki Toyer, the answer is, it's not considered soft, it's considered Vada. It's considered Vada. Why is it considered Vada? Now, let's go over the Gemara immediately.
The Rav has a lashon that's not a Safik Tumah, but it's a Safik Tayro.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
does he? I mean, yeah, he's addressing this.
Not,
this
that's
tyro.
Not the real reason. The Gemara mentioned the reason because Tata raised it.
I understand that.
That's what
it
means.
A separate reason.
Safik Tayro, some merit in this particular case. So we'll go over the Gemara immediately. Yeah.
I just thought he was saying he's sorry that it's only by
Safik Tumah,
not by
Safik. No, but the Gemara mentioned because of Tato Reis. Now we have to go over the Mishneh. I mean, not the whole Mishneh, but the Gemara. Shama Imri, the first Mishneh. Shama Imri, Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaif. Now, the Maliki Shammai Hilo Chachomi is only Gabi Taras, not Gabi Bailo. Ligabi Bailo, so everybody agrees that there is no Chumrei Mirabor. Because there is no Reyesem Heichetes, should we conjure up? Maybe she saw Dam 5 hours ago. We didn't see it, so we assume, we saw now that she has a flow. So Mele, that the flow took place now. We don't have to be finished. But the Gabi Tyres, not only the Reisler. In the Reisler there is no distinction between Tyres and the Bible. But on the Rabbonon level, so there are certain Chumras. So Shama Yimrim, so this Mishnah has nothing to do with the Bible. Shama Yimrim, Kol Anoshim Daim Shait. So that's one of the Mishnahs where Shama is the Meikil and Hilo is the Mach. Daim Shait. So in other words, the Taras she handles, let's say she saw Dam Sunday 9 o'clock in the morning, so all the Taras she handled until Sunday 9 o'clock in the morning, Atoy, let's say she touched the Trume, so he can't need the Trume, so we don't have a Bechish. He lay me, Mipchida Lipchida Bafulion now, with Rabono, we have to Bechish, let's say, the last dikeh, the previous dikeh, which she made Tuesday morning, the previous week, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then she was toyer. Now, Sunday, 5 days later, she makes a dikeh, she finds herself tomei. So according to Hillel, all the tara she handled between Tuesday, 9 o'clock in the morning, until Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, so have to be considered a stop. Did the rabbi? The chachom memory, loyki divrize, the loyki divrize. He passed by the chachom. The meisleis, my metes, I had pilipkide meter, I had meisleis. In other words, we only have to be chesheish for the tare she handled within the 24 hours prior. So all the tare she handled from Thursday, 9 o'clock in the morning, until Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning, autumn. He passed on. Now let's see the Gemara. My time is Shama. Kosova Hamid Isha Otheskos, the Yisho, the Cheskos Terremet. So even with the Rabboron, even with the Tyres, we are mine to Chazot. Hilo. So with the Rabboron, she on the Hamid of Otheskos, say, I have less Larry is a Megufik. Aber it's a Kiven Megufik of Chazot. There is a Reyes, even though the Reyes took place 9 o'clock. But since there was a reyese, and it's a derech of the nisha to see, and you can never tell when she sees, so we may let the rabbonon like a vitaire su yamach. Le amgir neik machas kos. Umay shen mikve ditnan, mikve shen ninda di min tzocholseya, kol tare shen asu al gabo, li mafreya, bein beshus arabim, bein beshus ayochit meyei. So li shamay kashe li mafreya. The Hillel Kashe Badai. So the question is, according to Shammai, that Shammai says that we don't have to be Heshish, maybe she became Tomei before. So why do we have to be Heshish here? Maybe the Mikre was reduced from the Mem So in his last decade. The last measurement of the mikveh was made, that was found to be Shleima, was, let's say, Anis in the fifth, maybe Anis in the sixth, it was already Chasei. So why should we Cheshish? That Anis in the sixth, it was already Chasei, after all, we have to remind the Chazov, even though now it's Chasei. But here too, now she saw that. We don't Cheshish. So the Hillel Kashi, Lishamai Kashel Mafreya, Lihilel Kashe Balai, but even according to Hillel, there is a Kashe. True Hillel. Hillel says that Mitamei, that she is Mitamei, Mitkil Jide, but not Mitzeras Vadai, only Mitzeras Ophik. But here, the Mishnah implies Mitzeras Vadai, Bohoraye, it says, Bein Bershus Arabin, Bein Bershus Ayochit. If it had been the Therosophic, so the Mishnah would say only Bershus Ayochit, not Bershus Arabin. The Hillel Kashevada. Dilu Meis Leishib and Yidot Tevin Lui. And then, Leich Lemu Leiseyafin, Viloche Tumavada. So the Gemara says, Hosom Mishm Dike Limeima Hamitom Alchaskos. The reason is why the Mikvish in Inda. So we don't rely on the Cheskas Shleim of the Mikvish. After all, a Hanisen Hey, in the morning it was a Shleim, so it has the status quo of Shleim. So why shouldn't we say the status quo of Shleim of 40 Soi Ted Hanisen Hey continued until Tishrei Yudveis? But now it's Chasero, so Hanisen in the morning it became Chasero. Why don't we? So it's the answer is because over there, there is a chazoke ki neged the cheska shleim of the mikve. There is a conflict between two chazokes. There is a conflict between chazokes here by a woman who has a menstrual flow. So there is no conflict of two chazokes. There is just a cheska steo. Now she's me, all right, so you see now. But before that, mashenken all day we have a conflict between two chazokes. From the point of view of the Cheska Shleim or the Mikveh, so we have to say, since Hanisnei, the Mikveh or the Shleim or that it continued the Shleim. But what happened? A certain person was Tomei, was stable himself. Or a certain Kela that was Tomei, who was immersed in it. And then it was used in the Ochrin of Truma. Ochrin, Truma, Chum, whatever. So Mimele, from the point of view of the Cheskes Gavre or the Aftome of the Gavre or of the Kele, we should say, since originally before it was immersed, it was Tome, he or the Kele was Tome, so the Tome continued. Oh, so there is a conflict between Chazokes. So maybe we cannot be mining on the Cheskes Shleim of the Mikveh because the Cheskes Shleim of the Mikveh is cancelled out by the Cheskes Tome of the Av. So why should you say that it's all right, cancels out, that we can recognize, but it cancels out and it means it should be a Safik HaShokl. But here we say it's not a Safik HaShokl, because if it had been considered a Safik HaShokl, so Bishus HaRabim should be Toya, and here the Mitamekame says that even Bishus HaRabim is Tamei. So it's more to cancel out. In other words, we only recognize the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre, not the Cheskas Shleimer Mikloinat. Why can't it be little by little? There too, Hages Chazise. Hosom, there's the final test. Hosom, Ike Tatel Reyesi. Hoche Ike Chodel Reyesi. So there's the final test. In other words, there is a conflict of two Chazokes. There is a conflict between the Chaz Kashlim of the Mikve, which should tell us that. Since it was Shleimo in Nisan, so it was Shleimo throughout the months until Yudvei Tishrei. Then there is the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavre. Since before he immersed himself in the Mikveh, so he had a Cheskas Tumah, so it continued until it is proven that it was broken. So it should be a Sofik Hashof. So the cloud, that's how it is since for most Rishonim. Whenever there is a conflict between two chazokes, and one chazoke is hura lefaneinu, the other chazoke is natural lefaneinu, so then the chazoke that is natural lefaneinu prevails, is the predominant chazoke, and it prevails against the chazoke that is hura lefaneinu. For example, here we have the conflict between chazokes. The conflict is between Chazkashlim of the Mikveh and the Chazkashlim of the Gav. So then we should say, it all depends. If both Chazokes are of the same strength, so then they cancel each other. They cancel out each other. So it's not Kashlim. But if one is a stronger Chazoke, relatively speaking, and one is a weaker Chazoke, so it's more than canceling out. Then the stronger Chazoke prevails. And it becomes a battle. Now, so how do we determine whether one chazoki is stronger and one is weaker? Here, we have to say that the cheskashtomi of the gavre is the strong chazok, because the cheskashtomi of the mikre is hura lefaneinu. It's hura lefaneinu. Now it's chaseyo. We know now it's chaseyo. There's no doubt about that. But in east it was a shleimo, but now it's a chaseyo. Now it's chaseyo. We know it's chaseyo. Mashenke Chaschtom of the Gavre, do we know that now is Toer? That's the question. So Mele, the Chaschtom of the Gavre is not Ura Lefaneinu. The Cheskashleim of the Mikve is Ura Lefaneinu. So the Chazoke that is not Ura Lefaneinu is the strong Chazoke. It prevails over the Chazoke that is Hura Lefaneinu.
The Hura Lefaneinu is that it's the Chazoke that has to connect to the Chazoke of the Mikvara. We need that... But just the Hura Lefaneinu alone. I mean, that's really what Hura Lefaneinu means.
Yes, it's possible on this, but we don't have to resort.
But that's really what Hura Lefaneinu means. Okay. Surah now, surah
I can
means.
Understand it without it.
I mean, just by the fact that Hura Lefaneinu, one of us,
right.
Weakens
that's
the Chazak.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Rav Shimon discusses that, but Pashtus is that it's not because of Chazak Adash. It's Hura Lefaneinu. It's a question of two Chazokis, you see. Of two Chazokis. In other words, you can explain it that on the basis of Chazoke Hashteh, some melee it means it's a conflict between one Chazoke negative two Chazokes. So it's a conflict between two is more than one. But it's not necessary to resolve it. So then the question arises, is there such a thing as a Chazoke Hashteh, the start of a portion, the stone in the screen, Dushin between Rav and Shmuel, it's not such a real portion.
I meant, even without saying a two against one, it's just that Chazok of the Hash, the weakness of Chazok of the Mikara of the Mikra.
Not that, I don't know. Two against one is more. Is stronger. But it's not such a devil portion. There is such a thing as Chazok of the Hash. Not such a devil portion. Yes.
If it wouldn't be Hura Lefaneinu,
yes.
So then they would be equal only with it.
Can flower be something? So Bereshis HaRabim it would be Toher, and Bereshis HaYochid it would be Tamtoher.
So what happens in a case of where he didn't check the mikvah? So he doesn't really know necessarily.
So then there's no problem.
It was Malay Sunday.
So then we can assume, all right, with the Rabbanon, actually Vara, they should be Vara. But on the right level, there is no problem altogether.
But why don't we say that there's a Chazaka that we know he's Tam? So if he didn't check before he went into the mikvah, so...
No, because what do you mean he's Tam? Every time he goes into the mikvah, so he comes to you. That's what the mikvah is there for. And since there is no reyes there, we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe it's chosmechates only with the rabbonon. If we say, actually, vare or some with the rabbonon, I'm afraid of that. And that's the point of also my question.
The Gemara is tash. The Gemara says, the Gemara answers from Dikolim Havikam Achaskosa, Ibeim Olay Tova. And then the Gemara asks, Adarab, Hemen Mikvah Achaskosa. Does the Gemara mean to ask that it's more of a svar to pass up with the Chazak on the Mikvah than this to pass up with the Chazak on the Gemara?
Yeah, the Chaptafish, that's Chaptafish it is. That's Chaptafish it is.
What's the lumbus of
Pashkosa? The Afrish it is. The Rabbonon, Rav Tarpon, and Rav Shimon. But Rav Tarpon is on the contrary. That is story. What is wrong? We haven't reached that. What is wrong? Rav Tarpon, we haven't reached that. We haven't even reached Rav Shimon. Yeah, that's one. One second. Please. Just one second, please.
Cash.
Nothing, no cash.
Oh, okay.
Now, then there is another Teres in Gemara, Rav Yimuk.
I'm going to skip all the Gemara down this.
The boy is saying another time. The Moritz Kashi is, what's the, why is this Mishnah of Koranoshim Dain Shaiton distinguished from the Mishnah of Mikvesh Nindat? So the first arrest on that base was because by Mikvesh Nindat we have to raise. And there by the Koranoshim Dain Shaiton, we don't have to raise. There's another time. The boy is saying that in the time of the Shammai, who will be Yisho Margeshes Biatzmo. In other words, the most question was, Shammai says, here we rely on Chazoke, and here we don't rely on Chazoke. By Mikvesh Nindat, so the answer is, there we rely on Chazoke, even though there is a reason now she's so down, because there is a presumption that she only saw it now. Because usually when a woman has a flow, she feels that she has agosh. But she made one b'dike. She made one b'dike last Tuesday, and then make another b'dike on Sunday. She had no sensation of a flow. So that's a raya that she didn't have. So in other words, according to the second Teretz, you can't rely on chazosh. But if there is a reyesa, you cannot rely on Chazok. So then the question is, why the Shammai say, Koranoshim Dayim Shait, but there is a reyesa. She's so dumb now, so maybe Shayach, that the discharge took place the previous day, because here there is a raya, there is a raglaim, that if there was no discharge until Sunday. Because if they had been, she would have felt some sensation. It's another time. So the Gemara says, the voice in the time of the Shammai, Hoyil, the Yishoma, Geshe's that. So the question is, so why is this Hillel? Chilek, the Hillel, no. There's no Raya. Because maybe she had Hagoshi. Because the Hagoshi, from this Gemara we see, that's negated to Yisachas Nidetz, not to Mifoetz, that the Hagoshi of a dish of menstruation is analogous to the Hagoshi of Meradlai. Hagoshi of Meradlai. Now, what is, let's say, immediately decided, what is Hagoshi? So the Rambam mentions Hagoshi is Dazo Ivarel. The Rashbo mentions Hagoshi of Neka Hamoki. In Yehuda mentions another Hagoshi. It's Dovalach, Dovazob, Dovalach Zob. So she feels that something is wicked. But all the poskim achilik and Yehuda, we say, even according to Yehuda, it's not on the same level as the Hagoshi. But the real Hagoshis were midraisim. The whole days, she becomes Tomei, because without Hagoshi, even if she sees that, it's only the Rabbanon, Ksomim is only the Rabbanon. So, it is one of two Hagoshis. Either the Hagoshi that the Rambam mentions, of Ms. Dazu Varel, she feels like a Shiva, you know. Or Nekamadok. From this Gemara we see that the Hagoshi of Nide, of menstruation, is analogous to the Hagoshe of Meradlai. In other words, for a man to realize what is the Hagoshe of Nide, so he should just compare it in his imagination with the Hagoshe he has when he passes work.
He has to go to the toilet.
Yeah. So Mele, according to the Rashbo, that the Hagoshe that is considered the Hagoshe Midaraisa with Abi Nide, is Nekan and Waka, then we understand very simply, because when somebody passes water, he also has that sensation that the urine is Nekan. There is the dam Nekan and here the urine.
Same.
According to the Rambam, it is not so striking, because the Rambam says, this does overall, but the answer is, if a person would concentrate upon the sensation he has when he passes water, he would feel that every time he passes water, there is bidakus, in miniature, a certain feeling, sensation of nizdaz, especially when
shivering.
Yeah, of shivering. Especially when he's very tempted to pass water. So he can feel a slight zizua. It's not the same kind of degree of zizua that a woman feels when she menstruates, but there is that element. Anyway, that from this Gemara we see. Now, here, let's see the Rav. Bein b'shus ha-yochid, bein b'shus ha-rabim teis. Afal gav di sofik tun b'shus ha-rabim teis. Toi, chai sofik taro, viloi sofik tun. She didn't mention it. Tartar race? What is that?
He doesn't mention.
So, if I had a better parents, I would say it. But I have no better parents. So we have to say that this is what the Rav means. In other words, here, it's not a high, this Sophic Kuma means there is a chance. We found Echlin on the table, and then we found near the Echlin a dead shot. So we don't know whether it came in contact or didn't come in contact. So then we say, Bishus Rabin is Veikitoy. But here, we know his tongue, that's what he means. Haishofik Tarel, it's not a question, Noga, Loi Noga. Vadaitom. But the Shaila is, it means he has a chaskas tome. Was the tume cured? So here is Tatal Reyes, so he cannot say it was cured. I mean, of course, it's not so posh, but we have to read it into the Ivrei of the Rav.
The din of Sabbat Tum Shus HaYachad is Tamei, or Sabbat Tum Shus HaRam is Torah.
Yeah.
It's true even with the Chazakas HaSaisirit. Let's say
that would
be Cheskas
Tyra. Yeah. We pass on Safi Kum and Bishra Sayyaka. You are not. Because Rav Tishala. Huh? Yishir Rav Shimon says that by Mikvish Nina Nimtza Choseh, so Bishra Rabin, he says, is Toher, and Bishra Sayyaka is Tomei, because Rav Shimon is Chilik and Aloch of Tatla Reise. So in Mele, it's a Safi Kashoko. So Bishra Rabin, his Torah, Rav Shimon says,
only because it's
Tzavak HaShokha,
not because...
Because he's chilek on the whole concept of Tata the race.
But if there would be a Chazaka going connected to the dinner of Tzavak Tumma, either way, we've been passing
over the Chazaka. Yeah, the case that says that needed a base in Seite, Nozia, that where there are two Chazokas who are Seiseya, so then it's considered as no Chazaka. Tesis is so explicit.
But doesn't Tesis hold that even with the Rav Chazakas, he goes to dinner of Safi Tum Shus Yachad Tamei and Safi Tum Shus Ram Tor? Even with Chazakas, will you say the dinner of Safi Tum Shus, the dinner of Safi Tum? Is Tesis Shita that you say that the law of Safi Tum Shus Yachad is Tamei, even where there would be a Cheskas Kashmas Kenegative?
No.
No.
Tesis says, the Safi Tum Shus Rabim Sveiki Toya can be based upon two halachas. Either upon a Yalfusi of Seite or upon Cheskastar. So if there is a Chazoke, then we don't have to resort to the Zakos of Seite. But suppose there are two conflicting Chazokes. So maybe they cancel out each other. So then we have to resort to Yalfusi of Seite. But when there is no conflict between two Chazokes, we don't have to have recourse to Yalfus of Seite. Then we say Sofik Tum Bishus Rabin Sveiki Toya on the basis of Chazok. But Bishus Ayochi, there are two Gzeros HaKosuv. There is one Gzeros HaKosuv where Bishus Ayochi is Sveiki Tome Biter Svadai, and that means nothing, I don't know what it's like, it's our Mishnah.
No, okay.
And then there's another Aloche that even when it cannot be Tome Biter Svadai, but we don't rely on Cheskastar.
But that's a separate din. That's not the din of Safi Tum Shus Yochid Tomei.
That's another Yalfusi. It's not a Arunian. It's not a Yalfusi.
The only reason I'm asking is because I thought maybe what the Rav would be saying is that this is not negated to the Allah of Safi Tum Shus Yochid Tomei. Either Sai Shus Yochid Tomei, Sai Shus Rav. Because this is a case of Safi Tairah. Why do we paskin the way we paskin? That's based upon the Gemara Nidah, Parashat Reisa. He's not getting involved in that. He's just answering another din. Why Bechal is it negated to the Parashat of Chazakas? It's negated to the din of Safi Tum Shus Yochid Tomei. You know, he's just asking what Safi Tum Shus Rabim. He wanted to know the Rab. Why don't we apply the dinim of Safi Tum Shus Yochid and Shus Rabim and forget about Chazakas? And that he said, there's no din of
Safi Tum. If it is Safik HaShoko, where if the Chazokes would cancel each other, then it would be considered Safik HaShoko without any Chazokes on either side. Then there should be a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Shus Rabim. That's Rav Shimon's Shita. But the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, they say, here it has nothing to do with the Alfus of Seite, because here it's a Vada. So since the Gzeros HaKosov of Seite has no application in Sivada, we have. So we have to, whether it's Ibadah or not, we have to consider it from the perspective of Chazok. Because the Yalfusi of Seite has no application here. There's no application here because it's Vada. But why is it Vada? In order to establish it's Ibadah, we have to analyze it from the perspective of Chazok. So from the perspective of Chazok, if there is a conflict between two Chazok, and one is a relatively strong Chazok, the other one is a relatively weak Chazok. So then the strong, relatively strong Chazok prevails, and the relatively weak Chazok is negated. So merely Sivarai. So you see that Fas Yisroel understood the Rabban Bas Nora that way. Look in Zion. So he says, Zion, the rak sofik tun is sarab mit amun ne seg di toya the loy sofik tayre ni de in sofik meits in mi vadai. What does the expression sofik meits in mi vadai indicate? In other words, because he's vadai tome, he was tome, we know he was tome. And the question is, was the tume polka? So we don't know that. So it's in sofik meits in mi vadai. That's explanatory of Tavra Reyes in Sofik Meitzim Mivara. And he uses the expression Sofik Tare. Who uses the expression Sofik Tare? The Rav. So we see that Zeras Yisrael understood the Rav that way. Alright. Vamed vo amurim, bitumech mure, avo bitumech kale, keno, och halich vim tmeim, vishosom ashkim tmeim, vorei shemiru yemayim shuvim, o yishenof lalish, vahu vishloin shalugim mayim shuvim. Wie er hat lieb will, so viel Tobal, so viel Tobal, auf dem Tobal, so viel ich will abbäumen, so viel kein Weh, schnee mich wo ist, er hat ja ich will abbäumen, so, der hat ja ein Weh, so wo werden wir nicht in den Tobal, so viel geht da, das ist Rameya, der Beis in der Tat. So Rameya ist, according to Rameya, das ist ein machliches Geschehen, weil er passt gleich Rameya, oder er passt gleich Rameya, generally, I mean, er ist ein machliches between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi, we certainly pass like Rabbi Yisi, but here there is a machleken because of certain sugars, and Rabbi Meir and Beitze. So, but anyway, it's a machleken between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi. So Rameya mentions a big chiddush. Even though here, it's not on the basis of Sofik, the Oraya, that according to Rabbi Yisi, even the Shus, a Rabbi Yisdom. So it's Vadai. So why should there be a distinction? I mean, Rameya's din is a big chiddush. If there hadn't been a machlekes, I would say like Rameya's. What's the difference that it made? When is there a difference? The Reis, the Rabbonon, if it's a question of Sofik. So then there's a difference. Sveke the Reis, Chumre, Sveke the Rabbonon, they call it. But if it's Vadai, what difference? What is Rabbonon is Hefka Chas Vishol. But anyway, Rameya does make a distinction. So he said, let's go over the Rav. Bamed v'mamurim, even though the aloch of Tatal Reyes, it makes it vaday, but only in case of a deraisi, of a tumid deraisi, it's vaday. But in case of a tumid rabbonon, it's not vaday. Bamed v'mamurim tumich mure, avu tumich kalid rabbonon, ki noch alech litmein, this is one of the chesdobo. Och, uchot sipras, nechutmein, moish asrvi, solot yit chesdobo. Oy shas revis mas mitayn shul kuf in lach mit trume u pris da trume der rabon mo kum shmei ze dor shgol ze der khafamin ki kum froshim ke kam di shabes va apilu tobal de hashti ke tatun reise shemo itav klau va apilu tobal shemo ke yem tvile. Now here he says, this is a very strange expression, that the Rav says va apilu tobal and shemo but he doesn't mean the Tartal Reyes anymore either. So, on the contrary, it's because from this Lashon one could make a mistake, could be misled, and think that the Rav doesn't explain the Mishnah of Mikvah Shemim that on the basis of Tartal Reyes. Because if the Rav had explained it on the basis of Tartal Reyes, so I would say that Philip Tobal. The Hashtag Daisy, implying, but the previous case, it's not Tatal Reyes. No, the previous case is also Tatal Reyes. The answer is, that's an example. I mean, it's very confusing sometimes. Sometimes we find the same expression that is used in two different senses. So it's misleading there. But it's the same expression, and it's used in two different senses. In some signs we find the converse. Two expressions that on the surface appear to be opposite, to indicate the opposite, and they mean the same thing. But here he says the hashtag Tatal Reyes, so Tatvik, the meaning of Tatal Reyes here is the meaning of Svek Svek, not like Tatal Reyes Gemara Nid. Tatal Reyes here, the Ravadim Bar Nura uses in the sense of two snakes. In the Gemara Nida, Tatal Reyes means there is a conflict between two chazokes. One chazoke is Zura Lepaneinu, and one chazoke is Natura Lepaneinu. So why is it called Tata Reyese? Because there are two Reyeses, neged the Ches Kashlim of the Mikri. First of all, one Reyese of the Ches Kashlim of the Mikri is the fact that now it's Chasira Lepaneinu, and the other Reyese, neged the Ches Kashlim of the Ches Kastomi of the Gav. That's why it's called Tata Reyese. So over there, Tatl Reyese means, in the Gemara, Tatl Reyese means two Reyeses neged the Chazoke of Shleimo. Here in Rathanoi, Tatl Reyese means to Sveike, Svexri. The Hashtike Tatl Reyese is important. The Hashtike Tatl Reyese, Shemo Itabo Klau, Vafu Tobal, Shemo Kedim Tvilon Ischase, Avlocha Seyver. Now this is a bit Chiddush. And there are two Shemes in Tisvis, Nirem, that one at Vov, as to the Pshat in the Mishnah. So, one lotion in tasteless, and that happens to be the shite of most Rishayim in Eirat in Dachvam Elibon. But the Ritzvo has an alopshah, and the Rav Batanore coincides with the first lotion in tasteless of Eirat. Because the question is, it says,